Well, as part of its sponsorship of the London 2012 Olympic Games, Samsung is supporting charities with the help of people across the UK. One of those charities is Kids Company, and I'm delighted to be joined now by its founder, the noted author and businesswoman, Camilla Batmangelidge. Camilla, tell us how Samsung are helping your charity.
Samsung has been absolutely wonderful because they are fundraising for us and contributing to Kids Company through their Hope Relay. And what this will mean is that we will have a substantial donation which will enable us to educate children and young people who up to now have been unable to succeed in other educational settings. So I'm talking about perhaps children and young people who've been on the streets, have run away from home, and are age 16 and they can barely read and write, and they turn up at our Urban Academy and we have to start right from the beginning to build their confidence up and then make them ready for other educational settings. The other thing that they've done, which was deeply moving, is they allowed our young people to carry the torch during the Olympics. And for many of those kids who'd been sleeping on park benches as young people and completely excluded from society, to be able to be embraced by the community. And the kids talked about how moving it was to have the public behind them and how much pride they felt at being able to carry the torch and have been chosen by Samsung to do it.
And yeah, how much does this support help your charity in times like these?
It's very hard to fundraise at the moment because most organizations and individuals have basically reduced their giving. And therefore, there are a lot of charities competing to try and engage philanthropists. I think we are especially disadvantaged at Kids Company because some of our young people are very disturbed and it takes a long time for them to get to the point where they show tangible results. And because of that, any organization coming to support Kids Company, we'll have to embrace the fact that we are a long-term provision with some of the most profoundly damaged children. And I think in that respect, Samsung's shown a lot of courage in supporting us. And quite frankly, 97% of our children self-refer. And because the child is asking for help directly, there's no local authority paying for it. So in 16 years, Kids Companies had zero funding from any local authority for its social care provision.
That's quite staggering. So with that in mind, you said the charity's competing really for funding. So for you, just how important is the support of a massive brand? You know, how far will that support go?
I would say that the Samsung support can best be described as a miracle for Kids Company. We were so short of money. And the fact that Samsung has come on board to support our children really genuinely is an absolute and total lifeline. We're not a charity with surplus money. We don't have any substantial reserves other than a building that's being donated to us and one that recently was bought. So in fact, we live month by month through the money that we raise. And honestly, we had a shortage of money in August and September, and Samsung in short rescued us.
Finally, having witnessed the Olympics to date and the optimism it seems to have given the nation, how much of a positive influence can this leave now on our current young generation, the people that you help?
The Olympics, I think, was very important and catalytic in relation to what it has provided for our young people. Partly, it's provided a sense of aspiration, and it's refocused people on the achievements of the individual without commoditizing the individual. You know, it's not what you wear or the handbag you carry or the car that you're in or the expensive neighborhood that you're in. It's really your human potential, whatever that may be. And I think there's been a celebration of human potential through the Olympics as recognized in sports. And I hope that that will trigger a catalytic movement in the country of people beginning to value human beings and their potential rather than simply commoditizing them.